Okay.
Hello.
Hang up again. I'm going to murder you. Listeners,
sounds
you're
like
my...
a great
I
start.
I have awakened once more.
All right. And while we're waiting for Luru, I want to say that before we begin, I know I promised a website, I'm going to work on that, but we actually do have...
You up to dry.
We actually do have an email set up. Listeners, that email is teamwetried007@gmail.com. I'll bring this up again at the end, and I'll send a link so that when you listen to this, it's right there under the description. Any comments or things like that, you can send there. That being said, we're going to go straight into today's episode. And before we do, it's time for quick introductions. Youngest to oldest, Taco, introduce yourself.
I am Taco. It's not Tuesday, thus I'm sad because I'm a taco and Tuesdays is the best day for tacos.
Is Mondays the day you kill Misty?
No.
Sorry?
No. And
next,
then I just run.
No. Next, Mr. Shrimp, you're next in our order. Introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody.
Very well, thank you.
Once again, back at it. I'm messed up. Let me do it again.
Cut.
Thank you. Action. Come back.
Three.
Okay. Take four and go.
Four.
You take. Oh,
wait, no. Wait. What happened to my third take?
Wait a second. I'm skipping.
This is the third take.
Just skip over me. Dang.
Okay, Larue, go ahead.
Cut.
Oh no.
Man, off to a
hello.
Great start. Yeah. Hello. Yeah, we can hear you.
Hello. Hey. Yeah. What's going on?
No, not you guys. Someone's calling me. I thought.
Nope.
Anyway, Alice. So We don't even need bloopers. This is part of our official content.
Do we need to do the whole thing again?
No. No, God, no. Mr. Shrimp, introduce yourself.
Hey, it's Mr. Shrimp. Everybody, what's going on? Everybody's having a good day today.
And Larue, go ahead, introduce yourself.
I'm that guy, he said. The name.
That's true.
Yep. That thing he just said.
And I am Garasu, host of Team We Tried. Although next week, we'll see how things go. I might not be hosting. It might be one of these three. It might be me, depending on how we do things. But as per usual, it's an honor to be your host. Welcome to tonight's episode of Team We Try. Like I said, we have an email now, so whatever you guys want to tell us, go ahead. Back in the past, we've been ignoring everything you've said because it's all been word of mouth. And guys, we're in 2020, so now we have to care. So here we are caring.
Wow. That does not sound great for any of
it
us
doesn't,
here.
It doesn't. Honestly.
Sure.
Okay, all joking aside, we actually have an email now, which is great. Like I said, it's teamwetried007@gmail.com. Any suggestions, anything you guys want to tell us, anything you want to tell Team We Tried as a whole or one of these members or myself, you can tell us through our email. We will be checking that. Each one of us in a rotating schedule. And now on to today's episode.
Wait. I'm a viewer, and I have a question.
You're not
a
viewer.
Wow, you're a really good viewer voice.
Are they actual O's, letter O's, or are they zeros?
Oh, they're zeros. That's true.
Wow.
So Team We Try is all underscore. I mean, Team We Try is all lowercase. No spaces, nothing. So... TEAMWETRIED 007 at gmail.com.
Huh.
So last week's episode, we went over what would happen if we were gym leaders, going back into Pokemon as a very nostalgic thing in our childhood. And this week, we were doing something very similar. And by very similar, I mean we're going back to the past. Although Netflix is bringing this back, they had a terrible movie which was probably performed by the actors in that filler episode. Mm-hmm. If you know what I'm talking about, good for you.
Yo,
if not,
can I be the new headcanon? That'd be amazing, actually.
that there movie was
performed by the actors in the recap episode. Wait, that makes that whole movie completely different.
That's yeah, I know. And apparently there's another live action coming soon, directed by the same directors.
Sounds like
yeah, it's running like Shambalama one.
By the same directors, have some faith. So today we're going to be talking about Avatar The Last Airbender. It's time for the introduction. Now, before I read the introduction and go off into today's episode, today our opinions about ourselves do not matter. We are going to be judging each other and how we think we're going to fit into the world of Avatar.
Thank God.
Now, this is going to be
you
in a...
clarify that it's The Last Airbender Avatar and not the Blue People Avatar.
Actually,
disclaimer.
I have more of a clarification than that. This is going to be pre Legend of Korra, and for the sake of the Airbenders and discussing them, if we do, pre Last Airbender as well. Now to the introduction: water, earth, fire, air. My grandmother used to tell me stories about the old days, a time of peace when the Avatar kept balance between the water tribes, the Earth Kingdom, the Fire Nation, and the Air Nomads. Long ago. Are you interrupting my grandmother?
No, I thought you skipped one.
No.
I also thought you said pregnant right there. I'm going to be 1,000 with you.
Yeah. Grand. That long ago, the four nations lived together in harmony. How everything changed once the Fire Nation attacked. Only the Avatar, master of all four elements, only he could stop the ruthless firebenders. But when the world needed him most, he vanished. 100 years passed and the Fire Nation is nearing victory in the war. 2 years ago, my father and the men of my tribe journeyed to the Earth Kingdom to help fight against the Fire Nation, leaving me and the others to look after our tribe. Some believe that the Avatar was never born into the Air Nomads and that the cycle was broken, but I still haven't lost hope. Today on Team We Tried, we're going to determine how we all fit into Avatar and the world of The Last Airbender / Legend of Korra. Like I said, we're going to be predating both series in case we do want to talk about the Air Temples, considering Aang is the last airbender. And in Legend of Korra, we have Aang's kids / the harmonic convergence that gives some people the ability to airbend. I don't really want to go into that because A, I haven't really seen Legend of Korra, and 2, they don't really stay true to Air Nomad tradition because they were never a part of it. That being said, when we're discussing each other, we're going to go into the following categories. We're going to be talking about what nation we fit in, if we're a bender or non-bender, and if we're bending, what subcategory of bending, gender, because that plays a role into it, age, that also plays a role into this, pets, weapons, location, and possible backstories. So first off, we're going to be talking about Taco. And Taco, when we're talking about it, your opinion does not matter. So if you say a word, a chancleta is coming for you.
There it is. Get her.
That being said, brothers, what part of the world do you believe, or which one of the four elements do you believe that Taco falls under?
Water tribe. Easy.
Oh, water.
Okay, so that's kind of unanimous. Yeah. I was also thinking water. Now, is she a bender or non-bender?
I want to say bender, just to have fun.
I'm going to say bender just because... Okay, in my head, I can see Taco just, like, really trying her damnest to do the water octopus, and it comes out as a water
squid. Yo, squid. Me and him just... have the exact same brain. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Well, wow. I wasn't thinking that. I was definitely thinking bender. And I have a few reasons, but I'll get into that later. Now,
I just imagine Taco just going like, wah, 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 and all the tentacles keep hitting people and grabbing them.
When we talk about...
she keeps turning into a squid instead of an octopus.
Yeah.
When we talk about Ben, the world of battle, depending on where you're from, there are different sub Ben.
Who's cooking in the kitchen right now?
What you mean?
Sorry. Who is it? Who is that?
Ignore it. And talking about different bending styles, would she strictly use water bending, or would she use a subcategory of water bending as well?
Oh, jeez.
What was that?
My subcategory.
That was terrifying. Okay, subcategories. Brothers, what do you think she's going to do? Is it strictly water bending in its pure form, or is she studying one of the specific practices?
I said it was like the octopus thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a specific technique. What about you, Mr. Shrimp?
I think she'll secretly have like the blood bending part too.
I somehow.
That's how I drowned Misty. I mean, what?
That's messed up.
What?
I mean, what? No.
The check sorry, comes.
She's only retired. Misty.
Taco,
no,
yes. No hanging. Stop this.
Sorry,
Mr. Shrimp. What were you saying?
I was saying not. I think she's basic. I think she just has regular waterbending.
You heard that?
Okay, basic. So, when I saw subcategory for Taco, I broke it down into two specific subbendings: healing, considering her personality. If you know her. When she's calm, which listeners, you don't. Healing kind of fits with her personality. And bloodbending, if you've ever heard her angry or if you've heard her talk about drowning Misty,
what?
Bloodbending makes a lot of sense.
That's what I said.
Yes, it does. Now, when we're talking about the world of Avatar, believe it or not, gender and age play a huge role. So would Taco still be a girl?
Yeah.
Or is she, I don't know, what's a gender-bent version of a taco? A burrito?
Actually,
offended. Yo, how dare you? I refuse
I don't
to
know.
Be a burrito.
I gotta look it up, but I think it was like Scary Movie or one of them. But like, it's a scene where two girls are making whoopee, and then they just keep like putting things together. Like, they have, like tacos, actually, like they keep mashing them together. They have the train tunnels. They have like a model train tunnel going down.
Right.
But you think it's a train going in, but it's just another train tunnel. They have them mashing together for no reason. I can't remember where that's from, but it's hilarious.
Okay, so we're agreeing that Taco's still gonna be a girl, right?
Yes. She'll learn waterbending in secret, like Katara.
What about her age? Yeah, she's still going to be around the same age. And believe it or not, age...
Does that mean we have to reveal our age? Oh, wait, we did before.
Well, no, we don't have...
Yeah. So I don't
but
care enough.
What I'm getting at is age is a big factor. If you're older, then there's a possibility of being in something like the Order of the White Lotus. Whereas if you're younger, depending on where you are in the world, you're going to fight in the army, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. Because gender and age roles kind of plays a factor. Now, is she going to be the same age? And if not, why?
I think she'll be a little bit older.
Just so she can fully perfect the octopus thing.
hell yeah, dude.
No, okay, I know I'm not supposed to have an opinion, but no. I think it would be hilarious.
Quick,
hair. Okay, I'm going to say it anyway.
No.
I don't care.
Quick hair.
No, wait.
Quick
okay.
hair.
Okay, it would be hilarious. Oh, shit, the drink about that. No. Huh?
Do it and I'm demonetizing the entire recording.
You already did because you said the whole entire thing, which is already like the exact quote from,
yeah,
from
it's
the
like,
intro.
It's like when
what
you're plagiarizing,
you
but you
it's
change,
demonetized
like,
by default. Like,
oh, that's a good point.
That. Yeah,
you
a little bit.
Yeah. He changed like two words, and he's like, "I'm not plagiarizing." Which one?
What part of the world do you think she's going to be a part of?
Northern Water Tribe.
And why Northern?
Because the Southern Water Tribe only has like 5 people that are actually benders.
The Southern Water Tribe has 5 people. Period.
Yeah. They have
so
Greg,
the reason
Katara, Sokka, and 2 others I can't think of.
The reason I agree with the Northern Water Tribe, I have this written down. Is because in the Northern Water Tribe, and this ties into her subbending for healing, women were generally used as healers. And so growing up in this hypothetical, Taco would probably learn waterbending, but she specifically learned healing. And because she has this certain mindset about quality, that wouldn't really satisfy what he wants to do with her bending. Thus, her going out into the world and eventually learning bloodbending and learning more about the world and herself. It ties more into her personality and all that, but
oh, still. Cute.
Deep.
Deep.
Blah.
I have this for each of you guys, so like, deep. Myself included, but like, we don't get to hear my opinions.
Ew, we talked about himself.
No, I'm not allowed to talk
boring.
About
myself. I'm
not. Quick, hit him.
Got you.
Okay, next, I want to hear pets. Pets and things like that probably had to research this week. So if there was an animal that you give to Taco, what would it be?
I don't even think they have animals like that in the Northern Water Tribe, right?
Believe it or not, they do. They have several types of animals, not including the wild penguins, or seal penguins, actually. So I'll let you guys talk about that before I reveal what I picked out for her.
Just a penguin. A penguin like an Evangelion.
All right, stop. Stop it.
All right, what about you, Mr. Shrimp?
I don't see why she would have anything other than a penguin. It's a fangless, toothless animal. I think it's perfect for her. It's just like Kenichi. So,
the pet no, I picked out.
You can't tell them that. They don't need to know that.
They don't understand the reference.
They'll never know.
I narrowed it down to two animals. A polar bear dog, which I didn't end up picking because Korra had it later on as her animal avatar companion, and the buffalo yak. Buffalo yak is prominent in the Northern Tribe and is used a lot as transportation. It's also used by the water tribe's armies, and for good reason. They're tall, they're fast, they serve as both transportation, and they can move things around, they can carry things for you. They have these big, sharp horns, which are great for charging. So if Taco's ever going to leave the Northern Water Tribe, she'd probably take one of these with her. Not only would it be able to help her get out of tough situations, she may as well ride it around. Why not? Instead of walk.
Because it'd be funnier. It would be funnier, but it'd also be myself.
Now, what about backstory? What do you guys think she'd do?
She killed her own family.
She killed Misty.
What?
She found Misty.
What?
Misty was her cousin the whole time.
I've already hinted at ideas of what I think her backstory would be with leaving the Northern Water Tribe because she's limited to what she can do as a girl of a certain age in the Northern Water Tribe. But what do you guys think that she would do?
I think she would kill Misty again.
Go on a journey to find her.
I don't doubt it. To find her soul. Kill her again.
I still no witnesses.
Yo, I'm gonna cry.
Go up to Misty, and she'd like grab Misty, like she'd pull Misty in using bloodbending, and she'd be like, "No way!" And the screen would go black.
No witnesses. Not even herself.
Not even herself.
She just looks in the mirror like only one left.
Oh no!
Okay, so what about weapons?
Yeah, man, you gotta be thorough with these things.
What about weapons? What kind of weapons should she use?
Her own octopus hands.
Well, but that's a water snake technique. Does she use any specific weapons aside from that?
No. Why would you need more than octopus hands?
What if you don't have water accessible to you?
Well, then what
if
are you
she's
doing?
I mean, we've seen that you don't exactly need a pouch of water to waterbend.
Which is why they failed.
But
which is why the Fire Nation can beat them all the time. Always.
Mr. Shrimp, do you think that she'd have a weapon, or are you agreeing with your brother?
I don't think she'd have a weapon.
I think she'd use a bow and arrow for a number of reasons.
I feel like she would need one, but I don't think she would use it. I feel like she would use it, yeah.
Maybe not at first, but definitely for hunting for food and things like that. I don't think she
But then she would just bloodbend, no?
Not necessarily. Bloodbending is very specific. It can only be done during the full moon.
Not in Korra. In Korra, they can do whatever they want.
when you said that, Luru, I just, or just someone, I forgot who said it, to like hunting for food, bloodbending, I just imagined like...
You're grabbing the deer with
like,
your hands?
Yeah, you, oh my god, that I guess.
Remember.
You see me like looking in the water and I'm like, fish. And then the fish is like, just hurls out of the water and I'm like, fish.
Remember, just, like, we are doing this before Last Airbender. So... The logic that she can bloodbend anytime she wants because of Legend of Korra doesn't apply.
But the concept being that if Korra could figure it out, she could figure it out. And Korra didn't even figure it out. Other people figured it out.
The idea behind that is that a lot of bending techniques have been advanced by the time Legend of Korra has come about. Which is why if you look at firebenders and generating lightning, it's a lot more common in Legend of Korra.
But that's not to say that they couldn't do it before, they just didn't know.
Exactly. So we're assuming she doesn't know how to do it without the power of the full moon.
To back him, just because it's not popular doesn't mean that like there aren't sparse people here and there
who can't
figure things out without it being commonly known.
Yeah, that old lady,
that's what Lure's trying to say.
The old lady that told Katara how to do it, maybe she was full of shit. Poopy. It could be.
Katara was also limited by the full moon.
Because she was taught how to do it.
Exactly.
How to be a little baby. But Taco knows how to do it whenever she wants. Because she's a goat.
She has a goat. That's her transportation.
Bro, that's not what I meant. You know that.
It's a buffalo yak. But moving on, we're going to go to Mr. Shrimp.
I'm going to hurt you.
Now, Mr. Shrimp, you're not allowed to have opinions about yourself. Taco, you're allowed to have opinions again.
Yay!
I'm suppressing people's opinions. I love this.
Oh my goodness! Wait, no, it's not okay. Same age, yo, chill.
Now,
anyways,
going back to Mr. Shrimp, and going back to the first question, what nation do you guys think that he'd be a part of?
Earthbender.
Okay.
That was quick.
Yeah.
All right, Taco. What about you?
I can see that, but I feel like he'd be more of an airbender, to be honest.
I agree with the airbender, but to be fair, we've talked about this before. And
oh, we did talk about this once, didn't we? I forgot. So, that was before it was going to be an idea for the thing.
No, it was always an idea. I'm just prepared.
Yeah,
In the case that he's a part of the Air Nomad, he is forced to be a bender because all people within the Air Nomads are airbenders.
What happens if you're not a bender?
It's actually not possible. Not until, breeding.
Who's talking right now, bro?
However, that being said, LaRue, when you say earthbender...
This nigga spitting.
Nobody answered my question. That's why I keep asking it.
No one, we don't know who's cooking. Yeah. That being said,
I don't know, man. If there's three of us that are saying no one's cooking, and there's four people on this call, one of them has to be cooking.
I wonder who it is, though.
Larue, when you say a part
I thought
of
you meant who within your own house. I was like, no. Can you just check? Oh, whose end it's on?
Yes.
Oh, that's wild. It's not online.
It's not on my either.
I'm in the basement.
What? I'm
that
not even more
here.
No one else is awake here.
Man, that raises more questions.
What? That being said,
there's a ghost on call who's just cooking.
Hold on. LaRue, when you say he's a part of the Earth Kingdom, do you see him as a bender or non-bender?
A bender, obviously.
And why?
I don't know. He's hard-headed. Do I hold it down? Is that what it is? Yes.
Now, do you see him with a subcategory of earthbending?
Well, I was going to say airbending again, because you made a good point. But
okay. I mean, if you want, you could switch over to airbending.
Wait. What was the good point that he made? Wasn't he just like, yeah, he should be an airbender? And then you were like, yeah, sure.
Because you said it fit better.
Honestly, just because I think that the way his hair is reminds me of Aang. When he grew out his hair.
Nani?
That's
really
the only reason.
Wow. No, okay. I feel it. Now,
whatever helps convince you, I guess.
You know, whatever you guys
believe a subcategory for bending. What about airbending? Do you believe that he would use it? There is, in fact, one subcategory if you don't count Aang's energy bending through being the Avatar.
Well,
but yeah, not all airbending uses subcategory. Which is why I'm asking you guys before I give my opinion.
Okay, I can't, to be honest, I can't think of any subcategory for airbending in general either, to be honest. So that's the thing.
Okay, so I'm looking at... What about you? Do you believe that he'd use a subcategory of airbending?
What subcategories are?
Legit. We're all like, hold up.
You guys did not prepare like I told you. I believe that subcategory is spiritual projection. Air nomads of the most trained air nomads are able to do this in the most part. And remember, this is predating Aang's time.
Well, I mean, like, so, if most of them can do it, why is there a subclass?
Because not all of them can do it. Again, this is as you become a better airbender.
Subcategories. I really thought that was just Aang doing it as the Avatar, not
me too.
Being like the Avatar power.
Aang being able to speak to other to previous avatars, that is an Avatar thing. But projection and being able to go to different parts has been seen by other benders. If we're looking at Legend of Korra, his daughter is able to do it. And she's not. I know we're not, but it's an example of a non-avatar being able to project. And it's the only example that we currently have. But
I also thought it was an avatar thing.
It's been shown that, or it's been in comics and in books shown that airbenders are able to do this without necessarily being an avatar. This is because they can detach themselves from physical and otherworldly concerns. They're able to find inner peace and freedom, allowing them to explore places that are physically otherwise unavailable. Finding that inner peace and freedom, considering that Mr. Shrimp is the calmest of the four of us, and in any recording you can see this.
As man, that's a lie. I don't know about that one. Yeah, I don't know about that one, Chief, but I'm going to take the dub.
Seeing as he stays away from most of the chaos that I try to calm you guys down in when I try to get to the main point again, I believe that he's capable of having that mindset to project.
That's a lie, you know it.
Now, what about
my feelings? Oh.
I'm the most calm one here.
Oh, you killed Santa.
Extraordinarily.
It was your idea to go kill Santa.
I retired. Really,
I am so convinced now. Oh, no. That's just the thing now.
Okay, now.
People, oh, no.
Now, where do you think he'd live? And obviously, there are the four temples, but which one of the four?
He'll live next door.
So, Taka, a Western Air Temple. One.
Yeah.
Okay,
To be completely honest, why? Just because it's the coolest looking one.
I picked the same and I don't have a good reason. I picked it because it was cool.
Yeah, same.
Okay, what about pets? Does he have a pet or not?
Yeah, Momo.
He has a Momo.
So he has a flying lemur.
No, he has Momo.
Yes, Momo.
He stole it from him. Specifically.
Taco, what's your opinion?
I don't think he has a Momo.
Okay, so what do you think he has? So.
I think he has... Yeah, I thought I was more prepared for this than I actually was.
You're not at all.
Oh, no.
So I believe he has flying bison, and honestly, when air nomads begin their during their training at some point, airbenders receive a flying bison anyways as a lifelong companion. So no matter what, he's going to have a flying bison. Whether or not he has a lemur or not, it's heads or tails at that point.
I feel like one pet's probably enough to handle in general, so probably not.
Okay, so
if he already has a bison, at least
weapons. I'm assuming he has a glider because they use that a lot, but I'm not sure if all airbenders use that. I didn't really see much about them having to have it. So, what do you guys think? Does he have a glider as a weapon or not?
Sure, why not?
You know what? Well, I was gonna say no. I was gonna say he's just like, Who needs a glider when I can just fly with my own bending? Take that. And then just makes, like, when he needs to actually, like, hit things and not just, like, fly, he's just like, I'll take the impact of the air and just beat the crap out of you with that.
Despite air nomads being peaceful, that makes a lot of sense.
But then he'd have to be peaceful because he's an animal.
True.
Well, he'd be like, I only resort to violence when it is necessary. And then he'd beat the crap out of them.
That also kind of makes sense. And it also makes sense with its style of bending. Airbenders are usually not... They're more evasive than going after someone. They'll redirect energy in order to make someone attack against them, so on and so forth.
It would make for a cool backstory if he wasn't just, like, a traditional air nomad. And what if he, like, went out into the world and when everyone was like, I wanna see what else is in the world. And then he was like, all right, screw the air nomad. Wait, not completely, but, like, wanted to try other things, such as learning how to, like, fight offensively and such. How about that?
I like now that. Going into backstory. LaRue, what are you thinking? Because I'm going to back that up.
I think that he would go on a journey to learn all the movements of every bending style. I forgot what the word was.
Right.
That sounds like me.
Incorporate them to airbending.
Yeah, even if he can't physically do it, he would still learn the movements of them.
Like, you know how
Iroh?
That was the whole thing with Iroh and whatever. He's like, we'll learn the water bending to improve your fire bending. Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
That's how he was able to improve on directing and redirecting lightning.
Yeah.
Next is LaRue. And LaRue, you're not allowed to have an opinion.
Okay.
Oh, we skipped age and gender.
Oh.
Are y'all good with the same? Oh,
you'll just be okay. Wouldn't he just be himself but older?
Well, here's the thing. If he's older and if he's old enough, he's probably one of the monks teaching some of the younger students.
But then not if he went out into the world instead.
What if he never came back? Teacher?
What if he never came back there?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's why we have to discuss age and gender.
No, that's what we just said. If he's older and he left and he never came back, then he's out and about doing whatever he wants. As an airbender.
So going to LaRue, and what nation do you guys think that he's a part of? LaRue, you're not allowed to say. Mr. Shrimp, you're back on board for opinions. Welcome back to America, I guess.
Yay, America.
Wait, where am I?
You're in the part of America where we discriminate on opinions? I don't know.
So let's not
a lot of
continue
them,
this
anyway.
Conversation. Yeah, literally, let's not veer too far into political stuff.
LaRue's chilling in
outer space.
What part of the world do you think that he'd belong in, or which one of the four nations he belong to?
That's a good question. I think that LaRue, I can't decide if he'd be a firebender or an earthbender.
Me neither, actually.
I'm leaning towards earthbending.
I don't know. He's kind of explosive. I think that counts for firebender.
Yep.
Toph.
That's fair.
I was thinking about that, right.
Toph is pretty explosive.
But I don't know. Like, okay. So not to say that LaRue is stable. It's just he really likes to kill people.
Boom. Top.
I feel like you can kill people perfectly well either way. But you know what?
The most violent people I've seen, I've seen are earthbenders.
The most violent people you've seen are earthbenders?
I don't know about the most violent is the word you're looking for.
What about Avatar Kyoshi?
I think you're looking for maybe
Avatar Kyoshi.
Possibly unstable. What about Soulja? But I don't know about...
And Azula. And Azula's girlfriend.
Yeah, literally. Azula, by definition, Azula is and also like the Azula's most...
Kyoshi is straight up more violent than Azula.
What do you mean? She literally didn't want to fight, so she broke for her whole island.
She straight up came back and said, "Yeah, I murdered him. You want to be next?"
But she didn't.
What that
really
was her being like?
Him.
That was her being like, "I did what I had to do because I'm the Avatar."
And she also didn't. She really is ruthless. He just didn't want to give it up. He was like, "Damn it, you! are. You
sacrificed. If you look into the backstory of Kiyoshi, that's not the first or the last of many deaths.
I mean, that's because she's in charge. She has to do what she has to do.
I just like to point that out.
I mean, I'm...
Wait, so...
I think you have to judge it by, like, what responsibilities it had on their heads before they went off and murdered people. Azula is the princess of the Fire Nation, but she didn't have to murder all those people. She didn't have to kill
Why not?
Anybody. Because she didn't have to. Because
she just... Okay, Azula's whole entire thing is that she's, like, a psychopath or something.
Right.
Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then by definition, she's only a psychopath here who killed people just for fun or did violent crap just for no reason.
But whereas Kiyoshi, the people she killed, she had to do because she's the Avatar and people look to her to create the balance.
Here's the thing, though. True. You guys are justifying that the psychopath trait is specifically firebending.
You know what?
No, we're justifying the fact that Azula's insane.
Did you not? Isn't. Okay, but it literally starts. Yeah, but also.
So Kiyoshi's a sane killer.
To be fair. It literally starts out with everything changed when the Fire Nation attacked.
True.
The Fire Nation attacked. Hello?
True.
All the Earthbenders are defending themselves.
Are you not getting that?
But going
that's
back.
Their whole thing. They're an army who just did stuff because that's how wars go. And,
right.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, they only attacked because Sozin told them to.
Him being exactly.
The most insane out of all
yeah,
of
but they didn't actually bender. Have to. But I mean, sanity, they had to, but they didn't have to.
But insanity aside, the reason I'm picking Earthbending for our Earth Kingdom, and then probably Earthbending, is because, well, it comes down to two reasons for me. Like you guys mentioned, the energy that is presented in the characters that I described. The violent tendencies that we see in, for example, Booming or Boomy, I mean, or Toph comes up with more humor than anything else. And whenever LaRue kills someone on Team We Tried, what backs it up?
Murder! It was really funny.
Exactly. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
That is actually very true.
It's not an actual violent tendency, but it's this energetic outburst that comes off hurting someone.
You know what? I'll take it. I'll take that. I'll take that logic.
The second reason
although
is...
I'm 90% sure that your true motive is just if he's left with earthbending so that we're fire. Consistently with one person on each.
Here's the thing, guys.
Firebending by default. That's
I funny. Never limited it to one person per tribe.
But you know we're
but
going
how can
to.
We not do that after that?
There's four of us.
We don't
you know
necessarily
we're going
have
to.
To but
that being said,
if things line up so well that by the last person there's only one nation left, how are we not?
I mean, God, if you don't pick, if you pick firebending, your entire point is mute.
I like to go into my second reason for why I
picked okay. You ignored it! You can't just ignore
it. It's fine.
When you go into Lou's actual personality outside of recording, yes, he still has that energy, but of the four of us, he's the most down to earth. If you look at when he's going into work and when he was going into classes, if you look at how rigorous and how sturdy he was, that was his focus. And when I say that was his focus, like, for example, I'd call, and when someone doesn't pick up, I call a lot. And he picked up once. He said, dude, I'm working. That tone of voice, that severity that tied into him wanting to be at work, it's that same when you match it up with other calm characters from the Earth Kingdom. They're onto something. For example, the Warriors of Kiyoshi, they have a goal, and they're straightly by that goal. And yes, you could say the same about different types of bending, but it's that calmness behind the passion that I'm lining him up with earthbending.
I can see that. I still like firebending.
I can't necessarily disagree with that, but I feel like that's a stretch. But I do like my brother's first point
I like
about violence backed by energy and humor. I'll take that. I think that's fair.
I think that is also fair.
Now, I'll let you guys be the final point on which form of Benny we discuss.
I don't know if we will. I don't know if we will.
Whatever you guys pick, the questions are the same. So what part of the world do you believe that he should be a part of?
Okay. Okay, let's vote. Okay, so Karasu, what you say?
My vote is the Earth Kingdom.
On Earth. Yeah, it's clear, but I figured I'd ask. Mr. Shrim?
I'm going to go Fire Noob.
Ah, that leaves me in the middle to decide. No, I don't like this. I'm an indecisive person.
Well, too bad.
This is why you're
watching right now.
I'll take the earthbending just because of that one point that we just talked about 2 seconds ago.
It happens every time.
Next is subcategory of bending. Does he have a subcategory?
Yes, metal bending is dope.
Yes, metal, I agree.
But I went a different path.
Man, I can't agree on nothing.
So go ahead, guys, explain metal bending, and I'll explain why I picked sand bending.
Okay, so metal bending is when you get the you basically bend the metal, but not the metal itself, more of the unrefined impurities within that metal that still allow you that still allow earth bending to take control. So,
right.
Like metal girders, there's always going to be impurities in there. So you can be able to bend that. Metal doors, bend that shit. That stuff. you get it. Of the metal hangers, bend that. Metal roofs, bend that. I don't know. But you know.
All right, it's like what metal, metal? Bend.
Bend
it. Honestly, I just think it's cool, and you should be able to do it, and that's my whole thing. Yep.
All right. So fair for enough. Me, again,
it's
it came
useful.
Down.
It's useful.
For me, it came down to two reasons, and I was trying to pick only one form of sub bending because earth bending is the most versatile and has the most forms of sub bending. The reason I didn't pick metal was because I was still in that mindset of predating Avatar The Last Airbender, and by that time Toph hadn't invented metal bending yet. But another reason I picked sand bending was because if you look at other forms of earth bending, and if you look at earth bending in its nature, it's sturdy, it's downright grounded, no pun intended. Like when Toph was, no pun intended, and when Toph was teaching Aang how to earthbend, he had to hold his ground. And that's fine and all. But if you look at if you look at LaRue's flexibility, sandbending is the only subcategory of earthbending that allows that flexibility, that allows for more movement than that. So it was a reflection on his personality. It's also a harder form of normal earthbenders to learn. And honestly, when it comes to learning things, for example, when he wanted to go into forensic science, he knew a lot more than the average person that I spoke to. He took the harder path, and he went the distance on learning it. So he'd have no problem learning sandbending.
Change the world.
Ready? Ready? You know what would be crazy?
What?
If he learned more than one subbending. Wild. Well, why are we conforming to norms? Why we gotta pick one?
You don't have to. I'm just saying what I picked.
Yeah, I'm just saying that is an option. I just, yeah.
And going on to gender and age. Oh, actually, before we go off into gender and age, location. Where do you think he'd live in the Earth Kingdom?
I actually wouldn't say Ba Sing Se.
I agree. I was thinking Omashu or somewhere near a desert, but you're right on not Ba Sing Se.
I mean, if you want to go with somewhere near desert, it would fit with the whole sand bending concept. So, I mean, that would make sense.
Well, right, but what about you guys? What are your
opinions? What if he's just a trap? Have our backstories so far been travelers? Because I feel like that could go on his thing, too. Like, if he's a if he does sand bending and whatever, he would just be like, wee, I'm going to ride the sand over there, wee. You know what I mean? That would be easy transport.
We'll get into backstory in a second, but you guys agree on what you want for locations?
Basically.
Taco, you said somewhere near the desert. Mr. Shrimp, you said
Omashu.
Not Ba Sing Se. You said Omashu. I said Omashu.
Bingo. Oh, what about then?
Yay. Taco's like, screw you guys. I'm going home.
What are you guys saying for pets or animal companions?
Messenger Hawk.
Nice.
I know.
I, again, went completely off tangent from you guys. And I went with a goat gorilla. And you guys probably remember the one goat gorilla that we've seen in the anime.
What if we probably don't? Well, take that. Really I was just trying to. Yeah, I do.
So the goat gorilla, I did a bit of digging. And the reason I picked this animal was because it's useful in manual labor. It's lovable and docile when trained, but they're from large settlements in mountainous and forest areas, which kind of differentiates from the sand bending and the desert that we're already given. This ties into what you guys were saying about traveling. So the only reason he'd encounter if he went and left the desert to find a mountain or a forest area and he ran into one. Also, given a fighting style and given that he's trained for fighting to some extent, they're able to gain massive momentum as we've seen it fight Aang, and their arms are massive. So I could see him training with one and just sparring for the hell of it.
I see that.
Also, if he's going into, I'm assuming, trade, because a lot of sandbenders do, it's able to help him carry a lot of the things that he's selling. For example, cabbages, assuming they don't get destroyed.
Oh, he's the cabbage seller. Okay, good. I'm glad there's nothing.
Damn.
Now, what about weapons?
That's tough. Okay, the thing is, the thing about being a sandbender is that he has those. He has like the bolus. The
right.
He has that by default, right? Because he does in order to grab stuff.
Yeah.
I think also he would have. I think he would have another weapon. To be honest, I think he's more prepared than me or Taco.
A lot of this is kind of tying into the weapon I had in mind. Keep going. I like this.
It's difficult to decide what he would have, though. I personally don't think he would have a lot of range. Since he's like, all right, I can just get up close with my sand bending, and since he's trying to stick a goat gorilla on people, I don't really think he's just going to let that thing run up and possibly die in combat. So I think he's going to be
able right.
to... As much as I want to say hammer, I think he's a little more precise than that.
Mm-hmm.
A
lot of this is actually aligning with what I'm thinking of for once we're on the same tangent. I like this.
Hey, Taco, you think it's sword? I think it's a bit basic, so I don't really want to say sword, but I'm going to say it to say it.
I feel like I want to hear. I don't know. Let's hear what
So what I'm
what's
thinking.
What's his face? Kind of say.
What I'm thinking is hook swords. It offers everything that Mr. Shrimp said, but it also offers a lot of versatility. Yes, you can use them in combat as swords, but you can also use them for climbing. For hooking onto things, for grabbing things.
Oh, like that one dude had. Yeah,
Jet.
Yeah. Yo, yes, I forgot his name.
I'm gonna be 100 real quick. Yo, if you are having hooked swords, don't fight with those. Those are strictly utility. You're gonna break those on something.
I mean, like you said, he's got a goat gorilla, and I'm assuming his earthbending is good enough to cover. So even if he's not using the hook swords for fighting, they'd be his primary weapon for everything else.
Honestly, I think I see him more with the actual sword than with the...
With, like, a regular sword?
With, like, the regular sword than with the hook sword.
Me, personally... I feel like... Actually, no, you keep going, Taco. Seriously.
Oh. Because I feel like that's just... I feel like that's just a lot... They're useful, but I feel like it's too... Okay, so I don't know if we still agreed on metal bending or not, but I feel like he would do both, to be honest. Then he'd have the gorilla, right? I feel like that's hella stuff to coordinate how to, like, maneuver and stuff. That if he's gonna have a weapon, I feel like it should be something more basic and useful with the sword that he can just easily figure out how to work out, how to use it, then have another, like, complex component behind it that he, to, like, figure out how it all works together, you know what I mean? Because one thing is being able to use it, and another thing is, like, being able to use it well, You know what I mean?
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
I can do that.
And now you guys were saying backstory. If you guys want to tie that into everything.
Yeah.
I liked how Mr. Shrimp said he made a joke about LaRue going home while we're like going away. So I think that'd be hilarious. Like, what if he started out at Bossing Say and was like, this place is bull crab cakes, and then decided to go back to travel across the desert to Omashu. I think that'd be hilarious.
Yo, he goes into Bossing Say right. for like 2 seconds. They're like, welcome to Bossing Say. And he's like,
there is no war in Bossing Say. There is no war.
And just leaves, and everyone's like, what?
We will do things to you that Omashu never would.
LaRue said no war. Literally. LaRue said no war. This place sounds boring. Yeah. And he goes back home.
And on the way out, I drop a rock on a cabbage vendor.
You are the cabbage vendor.
He's like, why am I here? It's boring.
On a rival cabbage vendor.
All right, and that being said, we're going to go to me. And while I'm not allowed to have opinions, I have a list of things to talk about.
I have a proposal.
Yes.
Let's knock you from the satisfaction of being the firebender. Make him literally anything else.
Interesting. What nation do you guys think I'd be part of, and why?
Waterbending.
And why?
Is it because it's the opposite?
No. Honestly, I just don't think he'd be a firebender. I don't know.
I think he'd be a airbender as well.
I agree. Because airbenders are douchebags. I thought you were going to say those guys used to play pranks all the time.
Just came out. Airbending sounds life.
Cool, but I love my hair too much. I'm not allowed to have an opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Shut up.
Okay, so do I have a subcategory of bending?
Of airbending?
No. Yeah. You're boring.
Stop. Stop. Yeah.
You just have the regular airbending.
Okay. Pet, we don't have to because everybody's
I was gonna give a legit opinion, not just a joke.
No, go ahead.
Since we couldn't think of any subcategories earlier, I looked them up, and aside from the I can't think of what it's called. Man, I can't think of any words today.
No, you can't.
Aside from the one that Mr. Shrimp has, there's flying, and I feel like you'd be able to fly.
No, that's Korra.
Oh really?
No, that's also
No, they glide with the gliders. They only fly with style.
Aang exactly. has not flied without it.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure he has
not. Well, he in the
you're right. Oh my god! I can't English today. Jeez.
In the Avatar said he has when he was fighting Sozin, but that was not exactly just airbending.
Interesting.
Okay,
like he has just because we've seen him move around so much. But if he hasn't, then I guess you're screwed. No flying.
Now we're going to go to location. Which of the four temples?
The north one.
And why?
Because that was the first one I thought of.
What are the differences?
Did you think of the temple, or did you think of the location itself?
Yes.
Like, were you just like north, south, east, west, north?
No. Stop asking questions.
That being said, I also want to hear your opinions on yourself. So going back real quick, this will be a shorter version of
it. You.
Haven't we?
Yeah,
we
do the age.
All we have left is weapon.
We haven't done anything.
What
if you were going to get a pet? What if there's so many things? What if you were going to be like a five-year-old?
Yeah, he's a five-year-old.
In fact, you're five.
You're 5 years old and a girl.
Yes.
Why both of them?
You're a five-year-old girl.
What are we talking about right now? He's an air nomad. A five-year-old girl now.
Wait a sec. Wait. Hold up. Am I just stupid? Obviously there's females, but if I remember the anime, where? Because
Avatar
obviously they're
not.
Okay. Anime. There have to be female. It's a Western.
It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon.
It's a Western anime.
It's a cartoon. It's
regardless, the both of you.
It's super Western. But anyways. Yes. Okay. But Anyways, whatever. In Avatar. I forgot what I was saying.
Something
dumb. Oh, yeah. Because obviously they're like monks and whatever, so they're not going to have females around. But like,
I mean,
they do.
Female heir
they
somewhere.
Do. Where did they get the kids?
I didn't see any show up. Obviously, that's what I'm saying.
Actually, we did see one show up.
But they have to be there.
One
where? Really?
Avatar, for example. Hmm. And a few have been seen in flashbacks, if I remember correctly. But the most prominent.
I can't think of any.
Female Avatar, who is an airbender. Her name escapes me right now, but. She definitely has made multiple appearances, especially when Aang was debating on whether to kill Ozai or not. She gave her.
Oh, then I'm dumb.
You are.
Thanks.
But I've told you that before.
Hey, it's something I already knew. So
now, what about weaponry? You guys made me a 5-year-old, so I'm assuming I don't have a glider yet.
You have nunchucks.
You're a 5-year-old girl.
He has a little Air Nomad Thunder Drum.
No, you have nunchucks.
What?
They definitely didn't have.
What did you just say to me? You're the first.
Last but not least,
you're the reason why they don't have any.
Bro, why? I'll take it. I'm down.
What about backstory?
You were just
five.
Years
backstory?
Ago.
Y'all are terrible. Stop doing this.
You were
okay,
born
wait.
Five
okay,
years
okay,
ago.
I'll give you a legit. I'll give you a legit backstory for.
Are you actually able to?
Your mom was killed by the Fire
Nation. A 5-year old.
Your mom was killed by the Fire Nation 5 years ago after you were born. And you're sworn revenge.
Character building. I don't even know what this is. What are you doing to this?
I'm about to skip backstory and go on to the next segment.
No. I'll give you a legit. Okay.
For a 5-year-old right. girl.
Okay, I'm you're five,
I'm
right?
Slap you both.
Yes, for a 5-year-old girl, I will give him a legit backstory. Okay. So obviously he was born 5 years ago as a girl. Okay, so. Since I don't know where all the females are.
She's playing.
For some reason, yeah. since I'm going to explain it.
They're integrated.
Normally.
You sexist bitch.
Language.
I don't believe
that's
it.
That's an oxymoron you just said.
Okay. So instead of him hanging out with wherever all the females are. I mean him.
Hey.
Her. What?
Instead
of females hanging out with all the females. He one day wanders into where all the males are and whatever, right?
And the first thing he says.
The monks are like. You can't be here. And the monks are all like, you can't be here. I'm just ignoring that. And he just like accidentally ends up being just super OP and just like accidentally flings them across the room. And they're like, oh no, we must train him with all the little boys.
It's a girl.
So he can learn.
He's a girl.
He can learn.
Here, but he in there. So you gotta be there.
So OP at 5 years old. You know what that sounds like?
Cora,
you just made me a freaking avatar. No,
yeah. you're just talented.
No, it's a Gary Sue.
I'm like 90% sure
that's a woman
you can be talented without being the avatar. Can we agree on that?
I don't agree with that.
It's a woman in canon. You can't
okay,
say
well,
Gary
you just
Sue
do
if
too
it's a
much
girl.
Water.
But it's by it's made by God.
All right, that makes sense. I want to move into the next segment so that we can wrap it up.
Please. Oh my god.
No.
But wait, where did the nunchucks come from?
Boring.
Where are the nunchucks?
No, no.
Oh.
That being said, hold on.
Nunchucks.
Sis.
Oh, I know.
Sis.
He wasn't gifted with airbending at all. He was gifted with the nunchucks.
Sis, so hold on.
Yes.
Remember, some of us have to wake up early.
All right.
I want to move on to the next segment so we can get through that smoothly. And then we can go on to what we're doing next week. And then we can wrap things up. Now, before we had everyone stating opinions about each other, right? Real quick, we're going to give opinions about ourselves. So in the order of Taco, Mr. Shrimp, LaRue, and me, we're going to talk about how we think we fit in and how that contrasts with what everyone else said. Starting with Taco, we're going to talk about nation, whether you bend or not, pets, weapons, if any, how you fit in. Go ahead.
I'm going to wobble. I have to remember what you guys said about me. Hold up.
No, you gotta. It's your opinion.
It's about
your opinion.
About you right now.
Yeah, but so I could say how contrast or doesn't.
No. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
This is all about you.
Y'all said I'm older. Since I'm just too used to being the age I am, I can't see it.
Yes, so but what about part of the world, nation, bending? Start with that.
Northern, yeah. I mean, I think I agree on the whole Nord. Yeah. Bending. I think I would. Yeah, I think I'd be a bender. Because I think if I wasn't a bender, I'd be like, sheer wind willpower, I'll become a bender. And I'd just, like, become, like, a magician who, like, fakes to bend. I'd, like, pretend to bend until someone just took pity bending on me. Yes. I'd be like, if I didn't bend, I'd just be like, I will bend anyway.
Guys, we found Sokka.
Oh, God.
That being said, what about pets? Do you agree with
pets?
The penguin idea, the buffalo yak, or how?
I think I'd have a penguin, period. I can't not have a penguin. Have you seen penguins? Yep, that's
yeah,
that's
I agree.
Penguins are pretty nice.
And
what about weapons? Do you agree with them that you wouldn't? Do you agree with the bow and arrow, or do you have another?
I think if I had a weapon, it would be something long range, because I think I would just fail miserably short range. And I don't know if it counts as like, and as something I would have as an item tool sort of thing aside from a weapon. I might use it if I had to, per se, kind of a thing, but I would probably have a dagger because it seems useful to do things, and I probably wouldn't use it as a weapon unless it was necessary.
All right, so moving on, we're going to go to Mr. Shrimp, starting with nation and bending.
Okay. I still think I'd be part of the air nomad. So bending by default.
Okay, and do you agree with the sub-bending? Or...
Yeah, actually, I do. I wouldn't call myself a very spiritual person by, like, divine, but, like, in a world like that, you can't really deny the presence of spirits or anything like that, or like, you know, they're a part of nature, and if as an air nomad, it'd be really important for me to connect with it.
Yeah, it's like trying to be an atheist in D&D. You're not an atheist, you're just an idiot. Like, you can't just not believe in gods when people are literally shooting fire out of their hands.
Right.
Yeah.
The pet is kind of defaulted. But what about location? Do you agree on the Western Temple?
The Western Temple is, refresh my memory. That's the one that's like in the side of the mountain, right? In like that
canyon. That, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that one. I'd also pick what's it called? I'd also pick the Eastman Temple. There we go. We saw that one.
Right.
So I'd also pick that one.
Okay, now we're kind of skipping backstory in the weapon. Would you have a glider or not?
Well, yeah. You're gonna have to fly at some point. Not at some point. I shouldn't say that because you have the bison. But I feel like it'll be important as an air nomad to be able to fly and get around on your own in case you needed to.
Right.
Like, I don't know, maybe my bison is sick that day, or he just ate too many beans last night.
Oh, God. Wouldn't that help him fly?
No.
I knew you were going to say that. I freaking knew it.
Okay, moving on to, because that kind of sums it up. Moving on to LaRue. Where, nation and bending.
I would actually be a firebender.
I knew it.
I want to be a lightning bender, but I also have like this other idea where I would be the first to create like firearms with my own bending. I would like stick pellets.
Firearms?
No, not literal firearms. Like combustible projectiles.
Okay.
Children. I pictured like Yeah.
I'll do both.
You already know what I picture.
I'll do both. Like, I'll have like a barrel and I'll like have like gunpowder and I'd ignite it with my hands. That'd be crazy.
Okay, what about Well, obviously, you're not agreeing with the location. So, assuming you're going into the Fire Nation, where would you live?
I would live in the capital, and I would be a soldier for the dude, for Ozai. But I think I'd probably betray him because I don't. The way the Fire Nation operates, they like send. They have like a lot of propaganda for everything they do. So like everybody right. grows up like believing that the Fire Nation is right. But me as a person, when people tell me to believe things, I don't like. I like look at that with more scrutiny than it probably deserves. So I'd probably like betray them at some point. Not to say I would okay. actively fight against them, but I'd probably just not hang around anymore.
What about weapons? What do you think you'd go for weaponry?
Probably like the gun idea I just had. Like some right. flaming like knives, some gauntlets, the tonfas, I don't know. Long range,
fire
short range.
Tonfas would be sick.
Yeah. Long range, short range.
And I'm assuming
because fire bending is just inherently mid range anyway, so like cover the bases.
Right. And I'm assuming that changes your pet entirely if you have one. Do you? And if so, what would that be?
I don't remember many of the animals from the show, but I
told you guys your homework.
I mean, I don't remember. I probably think the closest thing to like a big dog.
Probably the rhinos. Considering you said yourself you'd be a soldier, that was their main form of transportation, were those giant Komodo rhinos.
Nah, but one of the like pets for my house, I'd have a house with a dog for it.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway,
I mean, we have.
Wasn't there a joke in one of the episodes where it's like
the bear,
the
yeah,
bear, bear. Bear.
It's like the what, bear that what kind of bear is it? Like an owl bear?
No, just a bear.
It's just a bear.
No, nah, she definitely means an armadillo bear. No, it's just a bear.
No, it's just a bear. Yeah.
So disagreeing with you guys, honestly, I do believe, or actually, is that all we had for before we move on?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think so.
So the reason I did choose fire was not for a
wow.
Hold on, not for. Not for your personal vendetta,
you'll
but
never see it.
The way it works is that fire is assumed to be the fire is assumed to be the element of power.
Wait, he did the thing from earlier. He picked everybody had one.
Right. But every other thing that I've seen that involves fire uses power and malice as a misinterpretation. And we see that kind of reflected in Avatar as well. Fire is an element of life, of heat. Without the sun, we can't provide heat or light or substance. And yes, there's this constant flow of energy. But I put myself under fire, one, because I'm a Leo, and it's kind of my natural element. But more importantly, because of the idea of life. When it comes to living, there's this ideology that it has to come from a source. And being that source is kind of reflecting on my personality. Going into subcategories, I agree with lightning, but not because it's associated with power. The way it works in Avatar, first you have lightning generation, which works on balance of natural energies. Just like a battery has a north and a south side. A north and a southern, positive and negative. It works on a system of balances. And a lot of things I do, or a lot of things I write about, have this form of balance as a natural consistency. Balance is a key part of a lot of things that I do. And as part of redirecting lightning, going into that as a subcategory, the way it works is they learned it off of water bending. It's not a natural firebending technique, unlike actually generating electricity. And going off and learning from other people and making that a part of what you do, that kind of reflects on what I do as well. I like to learn from others, take what they do and try to incorporate it into something that I do. That's one of the reasons why I actually started recording and actually started the podcast. I heard other people do it. I found a way how, and I tried to incorporate that into what I'm doing. Now, going off of bending and going into location, I think I'd fit more in the colonies than I would as the capital. Yes, the capital is where everything's happening, but the colonies are where the people are. It's this place where you, whether it's a colony in the air and the earth kingdoms or closer to the water tribes, it's this mix of peoples. And kind of like where we live, it's this mix of ideologies. It's a melting pot. That's the location I thrive the most. Weapons, making a basic sword, kind of like the one Sokka had. It's straightforward. It's not as versatile as a hook sword, but as you guys said, it's simple. There's no need to overcomplicate. Pets, I went with a mongoose lizard, the one that Azula and friends had. They're able to, you can ride it like a horse, and it's so versatile. They can dodge quickly, quickly traverse over different obstacles and terrain, scale walls, and even ride over water, which is something that's very useful in traveling. So before you guys say yes, I knew he picked firebending.
We already hear out why.
Yeah, I know. But your reasons.
God, I knew it.
No, but you can't say before you say. We already said it. That's his point.
Getting back to the point is the reason you guys thought I picked, I'm very much doubting that it's anything that I said. That being said,
because you think you're cool, that's why. Take that.
No. Cool.
If I had to pick another reason.
And one other thing.
That being said, it's about
him, time. I have to. He's my sibling.
That being said, we're going to tie it into the end card. So I can't really do anything like we did last week for the gym leader. So I guess give out a general goodbye. If I hear any firebending, what was that thing that Aang was calling everyone? If I hear anyone say that, I'm throwing a chancleta at you.
I don't even remember what it is, so there you go.
Oh. Fiery dungaroos?
I don't think so.
Flamey old Hodder?
I'm getting a chancleta.
Oh my god. I forgot that they had like a whole bunch of like subset of Fire Nation specific vernacular. That was hilarious, bro.
Oh, that was sad and depressing.
That was really funny.
Flamio Hotman.
I can't remember anything.
I don't know what's
said.
Happening.
I can't remember any of what they said, but that stuff was funny. That stuff
hurt my soul to hear, but it was funny.
It did. It hurt. Okay, so that being said, we're going to do an end card, and this end card is going to involve what your favorite character is, why, and a goodbye, so starting with Taco.
He's going so fast.
My favorite... Wait, hold up. My favorite character, why, and a goodbye. Okay.
Yep. Sounds so long for an end card.
My favorite character is Toph because it's Toph.
No! No! Okay.
Toph is going to be everyone's favorite character. It's Toph. Hello. There's no other option.
There's a few.
Momo. You know what? Momo. I'll go with Momo.
There you go. And why?
Same reason. Because he's Momo. I don't know. Same reason. Because he's tough. No. Because he's Momo. What explanation am I supposed to give? Bye!
Alright. Mr. Shrimp, you're up.
Okay, so I was gonna say tough, but I actually do really like Sokka. Sokka's like... His whole character arc was really cool. How he went from being just like the super arrogant like kid to being like an actually competent young adult, even though he only aged like a year. You know? He went through so much growth, and I think he's actually kind of funny.
And because he was the main non-bender and he had to cope with all
he
that.
He was capable, my dude. It was
exactly.
But yeah.
Alright, LaRue, you're up. Favorite character, why, and your goodbye?
My favorite character was Zuko, just because I love gravitating to every character with anger issues, but also I really liked his redemption arc. And remember that one scene when Sokka was talking to him? He's like, yeah, my girlfriend turned into the moon, and all he had to that's rough, buddy.
Oh yeah, yo, you remember when Zuko was trying to practice how he was gonna introduce himself
to the bullfrog?
Yeah.
He's like, hello, Zuko here, and I was like, yo, bro. He's precious, but dog, you can't.
He's adorable.
I'm doing this right now.
So while I do also gravitate towards Zuko, especially because after a friend of said that, you guys know how my allergy affects my eye. Mm-hmm. Someone called me Zuko because of that, and I'm not going to admit which friend it was.
But you're dead to me. But you're dead to me.
It was so bad. I mean, it does reflect a lot of what Charlie said, but my absolute favorite character is Iroh.
Iroh is a good choice.
Iroh a lot because not only does he play the father figure to Zuko, and he's relentlessly forgiving towards everything.
It's hilarious.
His whole ideology of how the world works is amazing. He's a hilarious character. He's made us cry. He sings for us. What more do you guys need? Forget Toph. Forget Aang. Forget my favorite Katara and Zuko. All you need is Iroh.
Can I add something?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can we all agree that the worst, absolute worst character, and I hate her so much, is Katara? Just for the sole fact that she's like, you will never understand what I'm going through. My mom died. And like, literally every single character in the show has like that exact same like situation.
Everyone's mom is dead.
Yes.
May is way worse. She's this depressing goth, like.
Oh, I actually.
And on top of that, there's nothing.
Wait, is that May? I thought May was.
Yo,
the
I
other one.
No. Yeah, that's
the other one is.
No. Ty Lee.
I love.
Oh yeah. She's
adorable. Ty Lee.
But dude, yo, fucking. I agree. May is terrible.
She's a depressing girl. It's not, yeah, exactly. It's not even like a lot of the quote unquote stereotypical goth characters, Raven from Teen Titans and all that, they have something about them that's likable. This character is just bland from the get go.
Yeah.
Like, what? Why? Zuko, go find. I had three main ships for Zuko.
You know what? I really like Azula. Azula was funny.
Azula was sad at the end.
Yeah, that's true too.
I like that episode with the campfire when they were all talking to each other.
Like, do you guys?
Yeah.
Do you guys have any non-canon ships that you like?
No.
I want to know that. Or like, what's your ship?
I think Katara and Zuko being together makes no sense.
I think it makes a lot of sense.
But... Laru's like, I mean, Laru. Karas is like, I will murder you, Laru.
Actually, I have two ships that kind of go above Katara and Zuko, even though I really like them. That being said, Taku, do you have any ships?
Not that I can think of right now.
Mr. Shrimp, do you have any ships? I was going to say shrimps. Actually, yeah, do you have any shrimps?
He's out, he said.
Oh, he said okay.
He's lagged out.
Oh, okay.
All right. Laura, we were supposed to be ending this anyway. I know. Let's do quick.
Okay, so my three ships going into it real quick. They all involve Zuko. And Zuko and Suki, because in the episode where they were janked, they were just a badass powerhouse.
Oh, actually, I really like that.
Zuko and Katara, I felt like made sense. They had a lot
Zuko
of
Zuko and
Suki, the Kyoshi warrior girl.
You mean Sokka's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Why do you keep giving Zuko everybody? Zuko's alone for a reason.
Well, I know he's alone for a reason.
You know what? Honestly, I see that. I see Zuko with like everyone, to be honest, for one
Zuko,
reason or another.
Zuko with Katara. They had a lot of small moments. They're opposites that somehow blend together.
Oh my god, imagine
working together.
Sokka and Mei. The horror.
No. Zuko and Mei is another one I think made more sense. They're childhood friends, so they have that connection. And I feel like her personality reflects a lot better with Zuko than Mei, though.
I hate Zuko and Mei.
Kylie, sorry.
Just because I hate Mei.
But Zuko and Mei is like the canon thing, no?
Canon, and I hate it.
Zuko and Mei, for me, didn't make sense. Contrasting Zuko's personality with Ty Lee for me made a lot more sense and made that a lot more shippable for me.
Ty Lee and Sokka, I ship it.
Do
you just get annoyed by her? Because she's mad.
I don't think so.
Actually, I think he actually hated
her. Get annoyed because she's annoying?
I don't even think he liked it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know. I feel like I don't remember them interacting very much. Except
Which I'm
for
sure
fire,
is for a good reason. I don't even think he liked it.
Fireplace scene or whatever.
They also interacted a lot as kids that we saw in flashbacks.
Kylie and Zuko.
And while for the most part that was teasing about him and May, that teasing could be a bond of sorts. That being said, because Mr. Shrimp left, I think now's a good time to end it off.
Yeah, we forgot that we were ending again.
Next week, we'll have something different for you guys. We had something planned, kind of, but that we're going to try to change up to make things a little more interesting for Team We Tried. Like I said, now we have not a website. Now we have an email. I'm going to be putting that in the description. So no matter where you listen to Team We Tried, you're going to have access to that link. And this way, if you have any ideas or have any comments about what we're saying, then you can definitely email it to us and we'll have a rotating schedule on who's checking it. I know at first we're not going to get a lot because we need more viewers, but if you have anything, go ahead and let us know. Again, that email is teamwetried007@gmail.com. That is teamwetried007@gmail.com. And it's been an honor to be your host. We'll see if next week I'm the host still or not. You guys have anything you want to say?
Nope.
All right. So don't forget to stay connected.